Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But as I said earlier, and I'll say it again, it's just hard for me to imagine the Eagles losing. Now, I know Ben's very concerned about Jalen, and, you know, probably half the city is. But they really should win this game. You know, they really should. I mean, think about what you got going for you. You got defense. You got offensive line. You got Saquon. You got home field advantage. You got an extra day's rest. You got no travel. You're the better team. And I'd say they're on, it feels to me like a bit of a mission here. I mean, I think what happened last year, I mean, what a rebound from last year to this. And specifically, you know, if you think about it, after the 2-2 start, I mean, since 2-2, they are, this takes a, I got to figure this out here, 13-1?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, 13-1.
Pretty good.
13-1.
Yeah, and the one, Jalen Hurts was knocked out on the second drive. That's the one.
Yeah.
The one game they lost, Jalen Hurts was knocked out of in the first quarter.
That's remarkable. All right, so one thing, speaking of knocking out, it was really a shame to see Nakobe, obviously, you know, get injured in the last game, and he's out for the remainder of the season, and there's talk that it could impact the beginning of next year. So they got to replace him, obviously, for the final three games, and the idea has been Oren Burks, but... Burks or Burks? How do you say his name? What's the
plural? Burks.
Burks. All right.
Burks.
But there was another name thrown in the mix by Vic Fangio yesterday. I found the back end of what he said pretty interesting here. Let's listen to Vic Fangio in his press conference talking about replacing Nakobe Dean.
Vic, what were your defense miss most with Nakobe being out?
His good play. You know, he's really played good for us this year. Gotten better and better as the season wore on. He was, you know, he had the green dot, was a call leader out there and making the calls that ILBs have to make. So we're going to miss him a ton.
Does it change the way you call a game without him in there?
No.
Will Zach get the green dot now? Or
yes.
Any thought about getting Trotter some reps out there? Is it going to just be Oren Burks, or how are you going to work that?
No, we'll probably... get Trot, you know, we're not afraid to put him in there.
What has Trot shown you as a young kid?
Trot? Yeah, I think Trot's got a good future, and that future may be now.
How about that? I mean, is he going to start?
Start?
I don't know. I just, that was the very end. That future may be now. I don't know. I mean, we thought Burks would be the guy. Maybe Trot Jr.'s the guy. Maybe it's a little bit of both.
Well, he's not starting. He's not the starter.
Well, no, he hasn't started, but it doesn't mean he might not switch. I mean, Vic Fangio could switch.
I think they'll rotate. I think what he's done when these guys have been pressed into service, what we've seen is they'll both get about the same amount of play. Oren Burks and Trot. The thing is with Trot, I know we love Trot because of his dad, but he is certainly low man on the totem pole being a rookie. And he will be leaned on for his special teams. You know, both guys will be leaned on for special teams. They're probably going to be dialing Oren Burks' role back a little bit on the special teams side. Maybe both of their role a little bit on the special teams side, because they are going to have to be defenders more than they've been for this entire season. So that's the biggest adjustment that our team has to make. Normally, teams around the league are making all sorts of these big changes this time of year. You know, how will these guys step up? How will they perform when the pressure's on? It's going to be a group, a duo filling the N'Kobe role. And I think that's what he's speaking to. Vic Fangio is talking about the fact that they can both bring something to the table, and they're probably both going to get a lot of reps in the game itself.
All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, 8 o'clock today, I encourage you to listen, because at 8 o'clock we're going to say a name, and with that name, on Friday's show, you can win tickets to the Eagles and the Rams. So we're giving away tickets this week, Friday at 8, to the Eagles and the Rams, and the way to win them is hear the name that we say today, tomorrow, and Friday at 8. Know those names and the one we said yesterday, and with those names, you can win tickets to the Eagles-Rams this week here on WIP.
And, of course, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, Ross Tucker joins us in about 10 minutes. We'll get to what Nick Nurse said. I mean, yesterday was a disgrace by the 76ers. We'll get to that shortly. Mike in Northeast Philly. Mike, good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Fellas.
What's up?
Let me get you off speakerphone here.
You got it, Mike.
Yeah, I want to talk a little about the Eagles. And, you know, they got a tough task ahead of them. I watched that game. They're pretty good, these Rams.
They looked very good in that game. They did. I like when John said he thinks they're going to run out of steam.
Yeah, but... N'Kobe Dean, though, man, big loss, man. Big loss. I hope they can, patch him in, fill that hole. You know?
Yeah, they've got two guys to fill the role of one guy, and they have a lot of confidence in both of them. So I feel okay about this.
And Hurts needs protection.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
He needs more protection from his blind side. I mean, it seems like they're always coming after him on the side he can't see.
Well, look, I mean, I don't know about that.
After the quarterback is what got the Rams where they are.
Right.
You know, blitzing Sam Darnold is a big reason why. They had eight defenders with at least half a sack against Sam Darnold.
Amazing.
So they're sending people from every which way.
Mike,
I don't think you can do that against Jalen Hurts. So not going to be the same, Mike.
I don't know about what you just said there, John. Hold on, Mike. Here's what I'll tell you.
You can't run your defenders with their backs to our
quarterback. Well, you run a risk, obviously, because Jalen can run it.
No, you just won't. They won't do it.
Well,
they can't do it unless you've got someone devoted to stopping him, spying him. Again, it's all about the numbers. And that you just can't play us the way that they played Sam Darnold for the most part.
Here's what I'm saying. I expect Hurts in this playoff to be heavily blitzed in some game, maybe this one, and teams say one of three things is going to happen. We're either going to sack you, you're going to quick trigger, get the ball out, which I think he struggles with, or he's going to run effectively. And in those moments, though, do create variance that teams might take chances with defensively. We'll see.
He was not great when he was pressured by the Packers.
No, I mean, I think
No, he was really good against the blitz. His numbers against the blitz were very good.
Pressured, like not just against the blitz. He was 2 for 8 for 19 passing yards.
One of his weakest elements is quick trigger release. So if I was a defensive coordinator, I would try to put him in that position frequently.
And then he'll tuck it and
run the ball for first downs and touchdowns all day. He may do that. That's right.
Okay, you guys ready for my picture?
Yeah, give me a photo, Mike.
Well, I'm going to finish with the one guy I said earlier this morning, and it's the Marines raising a flag at Iwo Jima.
There we go. Yep. That's exactly right,
so
man.
So what was the first answer to that? What did he say?
He said Mount Sarabachi.
We got a Twitter reply that says that is Iwo Jima. It's just like the specific location. I haven't looked up to see if that's accurate or not. I'm just saying it could be a double answer.
So we all look like idiots.
Yeah, especially me because I read the book on it.
Oh yeah, you look like a real big idiot, Joe. Yeah, he's right. So that first guy had Iwo Jima.
Okay.
But right. We all know it is Iwo Jima.
Yeah,
so I will say that. But I mean,
but we can't ding him if he's technically right. That's not fair.
Yeah, he's more right than we were. That counts for him. Yeah.
All right. So the last caller, Mike, you've been you're X'd. You're out. So we're back to Manny's answer, Iwo Jima, even though he said Mount Suribachi. All right. Good work by both of them right there. 215-592-9494. Not good work by the 76ers last night. If you missed it, Manny, Moe, Jack's brother Frank, Frank's brother Sam, and Sam's sister Sally played in the game. And who didn't play was everybody else. Paul George, Joel Embiid.
Are those names all antiquated?
Maybe.
Sam,
I thought you were going to say made up, but yeah.
No, really. Like, they all do have a certain feel. Like, those are all 50s style names,
a little bit.
Don't you think?
I think Jack's a cool name.
Yeah, Jack's still a name.
Jack
yeah.
is
yeah.
more modern.
I think a lot of those names are coming back.
I mean,
Sam.
A little bit.
Jack. Harry's a big one.
Harry?
Harry's a big
Harry's
name.
Coming back?
Yes.
Harry's old school.
What about Richard? My daughter has a Harry in her
There's
class.
There's a lot of Harrys. Yeah.
But wow. Richard's not.
Wonder why. I mean, Richard's a good name.
That was a great pause right there. That's a great pause.